Father God, we just thank you this morning, Father God, as we gather together in your name, Father God. And I pray, Father God, that the words that come out of my mouth, Father God, are acceptable in your sight, Father God. I thank you for each and everyone here this morning, Father God, and the ones that may listen later or watch later, Father God. We thank you for them too, Father God. We just thank you for everyone. They call Bread of Life their home, Father God. Father God, we know that if we had a building and everyone that came, Father God, the ones that's been there before, we wouldn't have enough room, Father God. So we just want to thank you this morning, Father God, as we go into this worship, Father God. We pray that no one leaves the same as they came, Father God. Father God, this morning we want to give you praise, we want to give you honor, and we want to give you glory this morning, Father God, because all of it belongs to you, Father God. You said if we give you the glory, you'll give us the peace, Father God. And we just thank you for that, Father God, for everything you do for us, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and everyone say amen.
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 All right. Lord, whatever you doing in this season, please don't do it without me. What powerful. Don't do it without me. And then I love when he says, Lord, if you're healing in this season, please don't do it without me. And we heard a testimony this morning. So we know that the Lord is healing this season. And while he healing, I want to ask him, don't do it without me. I need some healing too, mind, body, and soul. We heard our sister Sabrina Hale give that testimony about her mother is no longer in the hospital. Thank God, because he's in the healing business. God is in the healing business, y'all. And he won't do it without you if you ask him. If you need some healing, you just need to ask God. And tell him, don't do it without you. You know, and then that other song that said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We need to say that daily. You know why we have food every day? See, people don't, they take it for granted. But the reason we have food every day, because he made a way. God made a way for us to eat each and every day. And a lot of people take that for granted. Let me tell y'all what I'm talking about this morning. Let me get to my study, because we're going to talk about prayer and just a part of that prayer. When it says, give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. See, a lot of people, when they sit down to eat, they have that simple prayer. God, thank you for the nourishment. Thank you for this food, for the nourishment of our bodies. Amen. That's what most people say when they sit down to eat. And you know, that's a good thing to say. That's a good prayer to say. Let me set up here. I don't know what's going on with my thing here, but that's a good thing to pray. Yeah, thank him for the nourishment. You know, what made me want to bring out this sermon, because, you know, I be watching TV and they show those commercials about those kids and those people in Africa. And when you see the commercial, they have great big, they have big bellies and skinny bodies. Big bellies and skinny bodies. And I'm going to tell y'all something. They belly ain't big because they eat a lot of food. They bellies are big because they don't eat a lot of food, because they don't have a lot of food. We are so blessed. When we go, that's our daily bread. God gives us daily bread. I was thinking about when I was living in the OC and I was working, but I still couldn't afford groceries because of the past, and so much was coming out my check. And they have a church in downtown Palo Alto that gives you food twice a week. I was in that food line. I was in that food line, and you know what it was? It was daily bread. See, God made a way for me to eat each and every day. I was thinking back in the day when me and Elmo, that's Melrose's brother, when me and Elmo would be at my house and ain't no food, and we would walk that long, long walk to his house, and Miss Grant would feed us. That's daily bread. That's daily bread, y'all. See, we don't get the bread that comes from the sky like the Israelites did. God don't provide it for us like that. He provides it in another way. Some people think, hey, I go to work every day. That's why I got food. No, God gave you that job. God gave you that job to buy that food. Some people think they got food because they got food stamps. God gave you those food stamps. He gave you those food stamps today. It's called daily bread. See, God is still dropping daily bread from the sky. It just ain't manner. It just ain't manner no more. Give us this day our daily bread. See, when the Israelites fled Egypt and was making their way to the promised land, they subsisted on a very unusual diet. It was called manna. And it fell from heaven every day. The Israelites were instructed to gather only enough for that day. And the next morning, manna would fall again. Those who disobeyed and gathered more found that the extra spoiled and became unusable. Thus, they depended on God day to day for their survival. And so do we. We just don't know it. We depended on God day to day for survival, because there's some people out there, y'all, who can't go in the refrigerator and unthaw that meat and cook it. It's some people right now today that can't go in the refrigerator and even boil a hot dog, y'all. It's daily bread that the Lord has blessed us with. You know, it was daily bread when we had our food ministry. And we took food to where I used to live, called the Opportunity Center. It was a low income place in Palo Alto. Among all the rich people in Palo Alto, I lived in a low income place. And every Saturday, we would take food there. But see, what I knew was, it was some people in that building didn't have food. It was glad to see us every Saturday. See, the other side was open Monday through Friday, and people can go in there and eat. But wasn't nothing happening on Saturday to the bread. And a lot of times Sunday, too, to the Bread of Life Church brought them food. That was their daily bread. Don't ever take the daily bread for granted, and do not ever forget where it came from. See, I'm a rather particular eater. When I travel, I face the challenges of finding food that I like and recognize that's good for me. The word manna, legally translate means, what is it? That's what manna means. What is it? Can you imagine eating what is it every day for 40 years? That's what the word manna means. That's what God dropped out the sky. It was called manna. And the meaning for manna is, what is it? You ever went in your refrigerator and grabbed something to eat and said, what is it? Nope. Because God has blessed us with the food that we know what it is. God has blessed us to go to Lucky's. Well, Lucky's is the closest to me. Or Trader Joe's, or wherever you choose to shop. I've been checking out Sprouts lately because they're a little healthy. But God has given me, you, us, the pleasure of going to the grocery store and buying what we want to eat. Y'all don't realize, some people don't realize how much of a blessing that is. So when they get down and sit down to eat, they say, thank you for the nourishment of our bodies. No, yes. Thank you for the nourishment of our bodies. And thank you for our daily bread. I have added that into my prayer before I eat my food, because that's what it is. God blessing us with our daily bread. Let me keep on talking about this bread. God has promised to supply all our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. He does this daily, but sometimes we don't recognize his provision. It looks like nothing we've seen before, and we say, what is it? Regardless of what he provide, we can be certain of two things: that it comes from a loving, wise father, and second, that it will be good for us. What more can we ask? What more can we ask? I'm just wondering out there how many of us can go into our shower, use our Ivory Dub Zest. That's the old school soap, y'all. And you know, how many of us can just walk in there and do that and spray some of your beautiful? Do you know it's so many people right now that ain't got a shower? And the reason why I'm saying this about the people who don't have, because I want us to thank God for what we do. I want us to thank God for not just the big things. I want us to thank God for the little things. Because God can give it and it can't be taken away. It can't be one day when you walk in that refrigerator. I have lived that life with no food. I know how it is. I am so thankful for whatever God gives me. I don't care if it comes from the Dollar Tree or Nordstrom's Rack. I don't care where it came from. I'm thankful. When I go to the Dollar Tree and I can buy $25, well, it's a dollar and a quarter now because, you know, everything going up. And I can buy $25. I look at my bag and I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When I go to DD's, I say, thank you, Lord. No matter what I go and no matter what I do these days, I have to remember that God is the reason. God is the reason why I've been on my job. You know, and lately, you know, that job was stressing me out so tough, but I prayed to God to release the stress. I've been so mellow since I've been back to work because I finally asked God. You know what Pastor talked about last week? Think about it. And if you didn't hear it, it's on the podcast. You got to let go and let God. That is the saying for me for 2024. I'm going to let go. I'm going to let God. And I'm going to thank him. I'm not going to forget. I'm not going to forget where it comes from. Because as soon as you forget, you bound to go back. And I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back. So Philippians 4:19. Y'all know me. I got to put some verses in there because, you know, the Bible is what it is. It's the truth. And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. I've already said that, but we need to believe that. And I mean all your needs. I didn't say what you want. I said all your needs. Because sometimes we get it confused. We pray to God for what we want. No, he's not going to always give us what we want unless it's according to his what he wants you to have and according to his will for us and according for his will for you. It's not what we want, y'all. So when you think God ain't working, he's working. He's just not working in the way you want him to work. God is not a magician. God is not a genie in a bottle. God is God. He sits on the throne. He looks down low. He helps his people. He helps his people. He helps people that don't even believe in him. He helps people that don't even pray to him right now. He helps them because he probably knows that one day they will, because before it all ends, every head will bow, every knee will bend before it all ends. Amen. Give us this day our daily bread. So when Jesus was teaching us to pray that God would give us daily bread, you can find this in Matthew 6:11. Obviously, Jesus was not telling his disciple to pray for only bread, but bread was a staple in the diet of Jews and had so many and has been for so many years. Furthermore, Bread was a powerful symbol of God's provision for his people in the Old Testament. We remember how God cared for the Israelites when they're in the wilderness after exiting Egypt. Life in the wilderness was hard, and soon the people began to complain that it would have been better to be in Egypt where they had wonderful food to eat. Response to this complaint, God promised to rain bread from heaven. You can find this in Exodus 6 and 4. The morning when the dew lifted, there remained behind on the ground small stumps of substance of fine frost. It was white coriander seed, and the taste of it was like waffles made with honey. You can find this in Exodus 16, 14 to 31. When God miraculously fed his people from heaven, he did so by giving them bread. It's interesting to me that in the language of Western culture, we sometimes speak to our as our one partner in marriage. Y'all have to excuse me. I'm still on these little words that I have set up here. It's used to be almost exclusively the husband, but not so much these days. The wage earner of the home, we call the breadwinner. That's what I'm trying to get at. Bread is still a very symbolic word in our culture today. They call the person who make the money in the house to bring in the groceries, the breadwinner. And that is not always the husband these days. Don't get twisted. That is not always the husband these days. The wives in the household are called the breadwinners also these days. Some of the wives are making more money than the husbands these days, just to make that clear when they talk about the household and the breadwinner. Even in our slang, we use the word bread as a synonym for money. Y'all know what I'm talking about. How much bread you got? You got bread? You ain't got no bread? You know, they use it in the word for money. Bread remains at least in our language as a powerful symbol, basics of provisions for our needs. So basically, what I'm trying to get at today, y'all, is give us this day our daily bread is just not something we need to be saying as a part of that prayer. God has given us our daily bread each and every day, whether we realize it or not, whether we understand that this food that we eat, these cars that we drive, these jobs that we have, all of this is a gift from God. And I want to add something else to that. The children that we raised or the children that we have, those children are on loan. They were a gift from God. Yes, your children were a gift from God. Everything we have, the shoes on our feet, the clothes on our back, don't get it twisted. It's a gift from God. We know that it's people, you know, that's living better than us. They have mansions. We live in apartments. They have Mercedes. We got Toyotas. But I'm going to tell you something. They are no better off than we are. They are no better off than we are. When we all go before him, the cars don't matter. The houses don't matter. What they have don't matter. If they don't have him in their heart, it don't matter how much money they had down here, because they can't take that up there with them. So whatever you got today, be thankful. Whatever God has given you, be thankful. Whatever in your refrigerator, I don't care if it's just peanut butter and jelly. Be grateful. Amen? Amen. All right, Pastor. I didn't talk enough this morning. I'm gonna turn it over to you. But before I go, I'm going to say, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, Please don't do it without me. Ooh, I got a lot of things to thank him for, and he didn't do it without me. Ooh, amen. Go ahead, Pastor, before I get to singing some more.
Praise the Lord. I tell you, that song has an effect on all of us because if we trying to do anything without him or he's doing anything without us, we're missing him. So I thank God for that song. But, you know, that chorus that says yes, it just breaks me because, you know, we hate to surrender. We hate to just be humble. We have, there's something in this society that does that to us. But that's another sermon. But, you know, Reverend, you talked about that bread. And, yes, we call money bread. Or in my day, it's, you know, the slang's changed. But in my day, they call money bread. And bread does mean provision. Because, you know, the Bible says that we need bread, but we can't just have bread. We need Jesus along with that bread. We need nourishment for our flesh and blood bodies, but we need spiritual strength and spiritual help. And that comes through the Holy Spirit's ministry. And so we thank God for you this morning. We thank God for all of those that are with us this morning. We're so happy to have our people from out of town because we know that because of Zoom, you see, Zoom came on the scene because of COVID. So some good comes out of everything that the devil tries to do because COVID in the beginning was something that was a horrible thing. It was killing people. People were dying. And we thank God for the vaccine, but we thank God for God because it was he that caused that vaccine to come about. And as a result of COVID, there came Zoom because we still needed to have a gathering place for the saints and others that needed to have their message get out. So thank God for Zoom. So we're still on Zoom and we thank God for it. So with that said, we're getting ready to have our communion. I hope y'all got my message about communion. How many? Well, I'm going to go ahead and have communion today, but if you're not prepared for today, we'll do it again next Sunday. You know, when I was at the Baptist church, people thought that you could only, some people thought that you could only have communion on the first Sunday. But you can have communion anytime. You can sit at the Lord's table in your home. That's what I want you all to know. And when God gives me certain instructions, I do have a period of time when I take communion every day. I sit at the Lord's table every day. And during those times, I get, a closer walk with him. That's what we want. And so we can always have our communion at home, but we have it together. So I don't know how many of you all paid attention that I said it was time for communion. I'm trying to seek the Lord right now to see if we are to wait until next Sunday. So we all can sit at the Lord's table together. And maybe that's what we'll do. We'll sit at the Lord's table next Sunday, y'all. So you get your little juice and your cracker. Grape juice is what I use. But if you don't have grape juice, you can use whatever little juice you have. And we'll have communion next Sunday. So now I've announced it. Anybody that's not present this morning will remind them that we are going to have communion on next Sunday. We're going to sit at the Lord's table. And as we do that, we're going to remember his death, burial, and resurrection because he now sits at the right hand of the throne of grace making intercession for us. And like I say, I want you all to realize that you are not limited to just when we have communion together in the service. But if God is leading you for a period of time to have communion in your own home, you can do this every morning. But let me just caution you. If you do it every morning, don't do it as a habit. Because when things become a habit, we no longer benefit the blessing. When things become a habit, a lot of y'all know about habits because you had other kind of habits. But even when we take communion every day, if it becomes just something that we do, and it's no longer an important time that we sit at God's table, then it's not beneficial. So that's another teaching, and maybe I need to do a teaching on that. Now maybe that's what the Lord is saying. But anyway, we thank God for you this morning. We see my granddaughter, Sister Erica Carson's online, and we see my granddaughter, Sister Alicia Patterson, and she's telling me that my precious Malachi is coming, not church, interested in church this morning. And with a name like Malachi, he has to be interested. So we praise God for all of you that joined us this morning, Sister Erica and... Well, we have two Erica, Sister Erica Carson, but we have our other Sister Erica, and we pray that God is causing your body to feel better and you're coming along with your healing, Sister Sabrina Hale. All of y'all, if I didn't call your name, count it to my head, not my heart. And we are going to get ready to dismiss. We're going to ask Reverend to dismiss us, and I want y'all to have a blessed day in the Lord and be safe in this year of 2024. All right, Reverend.
Amen. So, Father God, we just thank you this morning, Father God, as you allowed us to gather, Father God, and worship in your name, Father God. We just thank you, Lord. If we had 10,000 tongues, we could not thank you enough, Father God, for all the things you have done for us, for all the places that you have brought us out of, Father God. So we just thank you this morning, Father God. Whatever you're doing, whatever you're doing, Father God, we pray that you don't do it without us, Father God. We know, Father God, that when we pray, you hear and you answer our prayers, Father God. And we thank you for that, Father God, as we want for nothing, Father God. We want for nothing, Father God, because you have blessed us, Lord. So, Father God, as we carry on our week, Father God, we pray that there you are with us in the midst, Father God. Father God, we just lift up each and everyone here today and all the family members that are represented here today, Father God. We ask if there is any healing needed, Father God, that you put your healing hands on them, Father God. We know that you are a God of healing, Father God. You are a God of comfort, Father God. And we just thank you, Lord. We just want to give you praise this morning. We give you honor and we give you glory, Father God, because we know it all belongs to you, Father God. So in Jesus' name we pray and everyone say amen.
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 Amen, everybody. All right, everybody. Erica Carson. Erica Carson, show your face. I ain't seen you in years. Where you at? She ain't showing her face today. She ain't showing her face today. That's all right. We just glad you're here. All right, everybody. Y'all have a blessed day. All right, Sister Rose.
Thanks, Richard.
All right. There go Erica.
All right, bro.
All right. Hey, hi, Erica. Man. There you go.
Can you hear me? Hi, everybody.
Yeah.
Hi.
All right. Good to see you. All right, Sister Rose. What you say?
I was asking whether I was on mute because I was trying to get into unmuted.
All right. Well, I'm glad to see you. I can hear you. I'm glad to see you, girl.
Okay.
All right. You have a blessed day now.
I'll be trying, Richard. I'm sorry, but I just don't be having the day off. But every time I get the day off, when I come in here, it makes my day. I tell you that. I'll be a whole lot better.
Well, I am glad, you know, my sister.
I look at you, and I'll be like, I mean, being honest, I'll be like, well, let me get, I don't do drugs, nothing like that, but I'll be like, every day I'll be like, let me get myself together, because I know the road you went down, and I'm always putting myself on that pedestal with you, because I'm like, if my brother can do it, he can turn his life around, so can I, that's why I try to come into here. Yes. This is my church home, because I know what's going on with you.
Well, we know.
I made this my church home.
We know God is not a respecter of person. What he do for me, he'll do for you and better. So you just keep on hanging in there, sister, and I'm always glad to see you.
I know, I'm always glad to see you too, but whenever I can, next time, I don't know the schedule yet.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I might not even have no job, because I took off yesterday. Uh-oh. I might not even have no job. I really don't care, because I'm tired of that job. They just do too much, and they trying to make me work. Now, I almost lost my house twice because of the hours they had me working. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have a car, so I got to catch a cab, right?
Mm-hmm.
So my other boss, he made it possible for me to be able to get to work, and you know, where I ride with people and stuff, so I don't work certain shifts. This new manager coming in, somebody, he finna cut my hours, because I can't work from 1 to 9:30 at night.
I'm gonna tell you, Rose, the grass ain't greener on the other side. Do you know that's the same type of garbage that's happening with us? We just got all our hours cut. And, you know, it's just the way things are now. And then people are people. But we're going to keep on praying, and we're going to keep on getting blessed. And that's all we can do. We can pray.
God wakes me up every day. He wakes me up every day.
That's right.
To go out there and give me the energy and the strength to do my job. You know, like I told you, I've had 2 strokes.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even look like it. So I know that's nobody but God.
That's right.
So he done blessed me. He done blessed me to do all this. And I'm not finna let nobody take my joy.
That's right. And I'm if not. this job mess up, boy, he got another one for you. Because you know when that door closed, he got another one to open. So, you know, you just keep hanging in there. And you just, like I said, let go and let God. Let him take over. Let him drive. And you're going to be all right, sister.
Yeah, I believe that.
All right. Well, hey, I'm going to talk to you. We got to talk sometime.
All right. Well, you want my number?
Yeah, let me write it down. Okay, what is it?
It's 414-210. 1387.
387. Okay, I'm
going to
put it in my phone, sister.
All
right,
bro.
All right, you have a good one now.
I'm going to try.
Okay.
Go ahead and finish doing what I was doing it. And get myself kind of started getting myself prepared to go up and finish place tomorrow.
All right, Sister Rose. You be blessed, okay?
All right, I'm gonna try. Thank you, bro.
Okay, talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. What did I do with that damn smoky thing, doodle?
in here. But that's a good thing to pray. Yeah, thank him for the nourishment. You know, what made me want to bring out this sermon, because, you know, I be watching TV, and they show those commercials about those kids and those people in Africa. And when you see the commercial, they have great big, they have big bellies and skinny bodies. Big bellies and skinny bodies. And I'm going to tell y'all something. They belly ain't big because they eat a lot of food. Their bellies are big because they don't eat a lot of food, because they don't have a lot of food. We are so blessed. When we go, that's our daily bread. God gives us daily bread. I was thinking about when I was living in the OC and I was working, but I still couldn't afford groceries because of the past, and so much was coming out of my check. And they have a church in downtown Palo Alto that gives you food twice a week. I was in that food line. I was in that food line, and you know what it was? It was daily bread. See, God made a way for me to eat each and every day. I was thinking back in the day when me and Elmo, that's Melrose's brother, when me and Elmo would be in my house and ain't no food, and we would walk that long, long walk to his house, and Miss Grant would feed us. That's daily bread. That's daily bread, y'all. See, we don't get the bread that comes from the sky like the Israelites did. God don't provide it for us like that. He provides it in another way. Some people think, hey, I go to work every day, that's why I got food. No, God gave you that job. God gave you that job to buy that food. Some people think they got food because they got food stamps. God gave you those food stamps. He gave you those food stamps today. It's called daily bread. See, God is still dropping daily bread from the sky. It just ain't matter. It just ain't matter no more. Give us this day our daily bread. See, when the Israelites fled Egypt and was making their way to the promised land, they subsisted on a very unusual diet. It was called manna. And it fell from heaven every day. The Israelites were instructed to gather only enough for that day. And the next morning, manna would fall again. Those who disobeyed and gathered more found that the extra spoiled and became unusable. Thus, they depended on God day to day for their survival. And so do we. We just don't know it. We depended on God day to day for survival, because there's some people out there, y'all, who can't go in the refrigerator and unthaw that meat and cook it. There's some people right now today that can't go in the refrigerator and even boil a hot dog, y'all. It's daily bread that the Lord has blessed us with. You know, it was daily bread when we had our food ministry. And we took food to where I used to live, called the Opportunity Center. It was a low income place in Palo Alto, among all the rich people in Palo Alto. I lived in a low income place. And every Saturday, we would take food there. But see, what I knew was, it was some people in that building didn't have food. It was glad to see us every Saturday. See, the other side was open Monday through Friday, and people can go in there and eat. But wasn't nothing happening on Saturday to the bread. And a lot of times Sunday, too, to the Bread of Life Church brought them food. That was their daily bread. Don't ever take the daily bread for granted, and do not ever forget where it came from. See, I'm a rather particular eater. When I travel, I face the challenges of finding food that I like and recognize that's good for me. The word manna, legally translated, means, what is it? That's what manna means. What is it? Can you imagine eating what is it every day for 40 years? That's what the word manna means. That's what God dropped out the sky. It's called manna. And the meaning for manna is, what is it? You ever went in your refrigerator and grabbed something to eat and said, what is it? Nope. Because God has blessed us with the food that we know what it is. God has blessed us to go to Lucky's. Well, Lucky's is the closest meal, Trader Joe's or wherever you choose to shop. I've been checking out Sprouts lately because they're a little healthy. But God has given me, you, us, the pleasure of going to the grocery store and buying what we want to eat. Y'all don't realize, some people don't realize how much of a blessing that is. So when they get down and sit down and eat, they say, thank you for the nourishment of our bodies. No, yes, yes. Thank you for the nourishment of our bodies. And thank you for our daily bread. I have added that into my prayer before I eat my food. Because that's what it is. God blessing us with our daily bread. Let me keep on talking about this bread. God has promised to supply all our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. He does this daily. But sometimes we don't recognize his provision. It looks like nothing we've seen before, and we say, what is it? Regardless of what he provides, we can be certain of two things. That it comes from a loving, wise father, and second, that it will be good for us. What more can we ask? What more can we ask? I'm just wondering out there how many of us can go into our shower, use our Ivory Dub Zest. That's the old school soap, y'all. And you know, how many of us can just walk in there and do that and spray some of your beautiful... Do you know there's so many people right now that ain't got a shower? And the reason why I'm saying this about the people who don't have, because I want us to thank God for what we do. I want us to thank God for not just the big things. I want us to thank God for the little things. Because God can give it and it can't be taken away. It can't be one day when you walk in that refrigerator. I have lived that life with no food. I know how it is. I am so thankful for whatever God gives me. I don't care if it comes from the Dollar Tree or Nordstrom's Rack. I don't care where it came from. I'm thankful. When I go to the Dollar Tree and I can buy $25, well, it's a dollar and a quarter now because, you know, everything going up. And I can buy $25, I look at my bag and I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When I go to DD's, I say, thank you, Lord. No matter what I go and no matter what I do these days, I have to remember that God is the reason. God is the reason why I've been on my job. You know, and lately, you know, that job was stressing me out so tough, but I prayed to God to release the stress. I've been so mellow since I've been back to work because I finally asked God. You know what Pastor talked about last week? Think about it. And if you didn't hear it, it's on the podcast. You got to let go and let God. That is the same for me for 2024. I'm going to let go. I'm going to let God. And I'm going to thank him. I'm not going to forget. I'm not going to forget where it comes from. Because as soon as you forget, you're bound to go back. And I don't want to go back. I don't want to go back. So Philippians 4:19. Y'all know me. I got to put some verses in there because, you know, the Bible is what it is. It's the truth. And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. I've already said that, but we need to believe that. And I mean all your needs. I didn't say what you want. I said all your needs. Because sometimes we get it confused. We pray to God for what we want. No, he's not going to always give us what we want unless it's according to his what he wants you to have and according to his will for us and according to his will for you. It's not what we want, y'all. So when you think God ain't working, he's working. He's just not working in the way you want him to work. God is not a magician. God is not a genie in a bottle. God is God, He sits on the throne. He looks down low. He helps his people. He helps his people. He helps people that don't even believe in him. He helps people that don't even pray to him right now. He helps them because he probably knows that one day they will, because before it all ends, every head will bow, every knee will be before it all ends. Amen. Give us this day our daily bread. So when Jesus was teaching us to pray that God would give us daily bread, you can find this in Matthew 6 and 11. Obviously, Jesus was not telling his disciple to pray for only bread. But bread was a staple in the diet of Jews, and had so many, and has been for so many years. Furthermore, bread was a powerful symbol of God's provision for his people in the Old Testament. We remember how God cared for the Israelites when they're in the wilderness after exiting Egypt. Life in the wilderness was hard, and soon the people began to complain that it would have been better to be in Egypt where they had wonderful food to eat. In response to this complaint, God promised to rain bread from heaven. You can find this in Exodus 6 and 4. The morning when the dew lifted, there remained behind on the ground small substance of fine frost. It was white, coriander seed, and the taste of it was like waffles made with honey. You can find this in Exodus 16:14-31. When God miraculously fed his people from heaven, he did so by giving them bread. It's interesting to me that in the language of Western culture, we sometimes speak to our one partner in marriage. Y'all have to excuse me, I'm still on these little words that I have set up here. It's used to be almost exclusively the husband, but not so much these days. The wage earner of the home, we call the breadwinner. That's what I'm trying to get at. Bread is still a very symbolic word in our culture today. They call the person who make the money in the house to bring in the groceries, the breadwinner, and that is not always the husband these days. Don't get twisted. That is not always the husband these days. The wives in the household are called the breadwinners also these days. Some of the wives are making more money than the husbands these days. Just to make that clear, when they talk about the household and the breadwinner, even in our slang, we use the word bread as a synonym for money. Y'all know what I'm talking about. How much bread you got? You got bread? You ain't got no bread? You know, they use it in the word for money. Bread remains at least in our language as a powerful symbol, basic of provisions for our needs. So, basically, what I'm trying to get at today, y'all, is give us this day our daily bread is just not something we need to be saying as a part of that prayer. God has given us our daily bread each and every day, whether we realize it or not, whether we understand that this food that we eat, these cars that we drive, these jobs that we have, all of this is a gift from God. And I want to add something else to that. The children that we raise, or the children that we have, those children are on loan. They were a gift from God. Yes, your children were a gift from God. Everything we have, the shoes on our feet, the clothes on our back, don't get it twisted. It's a gift from God. We know that it's people, you know, that's living better than us. They have mansions, we live in apartments. They have Mercedes, we got Toyotas. But I'm going to tell you something. They are no better off than we are. they are no better off than we are. When we all go before him, the cars don't matter. The houses don't matter. What they have don't matter. If they don't have him in their heart, it don't matter how much money they had down here, because they can't take that up there with them. So whatever you got today, be thankful. Whatever God has given you, be thankful. Was ever in your refrigerator, I don't care if it's just peanut butter and jelly, be grateful. Amen. Amen. All right, Pastor. I've been talking enough this morning. I'm gonna turn it over to you. But before I go, I'm gonna say, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Ooh, I got a lot of things to thank him for, and he didn't do it without me. Ooh, amen. Go ahead, Pastor, before I get to singing some more.
Praise the Lord. I tell you, that song has an effect on all of us. If we tried to do anything without him, or he's doing anything without us, we miss him. So I thank God for that song. But, you know, that chorus that says yes, it just breaks me, because, you know, we hate to surrender. We hate to just be humble. We have something in this society that does that to us. But that's another sermon. But, you know, remember you talked about that bread. And, yes, we call money bread. Or in my day, it's, you know, the slang's changed. But in my day, they call money bread. And bread does mean provision. Because, you know, the Bible says that we need bread, but we can't just have
amen.
Bread.
You're still running. I Jesus forgot to turn off the podcast. May you all that listen be blessed and be safe. 2024, let go and let God. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Spirit's ministry. And so we thank